Well, this is a long running debate we have today right now.
Right.
If you're planning for a war, does that mean you're really going to, you want a war? The answer, of course, is no. The military's view is we have to plan for everything.
Right.
The relationship between that and the probability of ever using it is very low. On the other hand, something shows up and we didn't plan, you know what happens then.
Yes.
Everybody descends on us if there's any, you know, and complains, you didn't plan.
Yes.
So a lot of people are willing to defend the necessity of scenario planning. And if you need technical information on that subject to go get it.
Yes.
That must be done. It has nothing to do particularly with you're planning to use it. It has nothing to do with whether you're planning to use it. All it has is if it ever decided to use one of these things, you got something to draw on.
Right.
But that debate goes on right now today.
I know. Yeah.
You know, what is this new development of the all-purpose warhead, you know, little hardened penetrating warhead that's going on now, has to do with
right.
I think that's an old at least in my modern times argument about God, the military's planning for something.
Right.
That means they're thinking about really using it. It'd make it more liable to, you know, more liable to use. I don't believe that at all.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that we have never used atomic weapons, in my view, mainly is the horror of Hiroshima and Nagasaki was laid out for everybody to see. It's not hypothetical. It's not what might happen. That's a little thing, and look what happened.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, that probably is deterred more people from ever pulling the trigger on any nuclear device,
mm-hmm.
weapon.
Mm-hmm.